serpent in the bosom of London, the Thames. The serpent in the bosom of London, the Thames. The serpent in the bosom of London. The Thames, the serpent in the bosom of London, begins in one or more boggy fields in Gloucestershire, and ends in Southend, at the Crowstone, an obelisk set in the sands to mark the boundary of the port of the London Authority. Less imposing, and considerably younger than Cleopatra's Needle, near the Waterloo Bridge, it still bears an uncanny sense of history as the tide goes out, revealing it like a spire from Atlantis, or the corpse city of Radio. The serpent in the bosom of London, the Thames. The serpent in the bosom of London, the Thames. The serpent in the bosom of London, the Thames. The serpent in the bosom of London. In 1820, Frederick Marriott captained HMS Rosario for the purpose of bringing the news back to Britain from Napoleon's death in exile in St. Helena. A respected sailor and author, he later wrote about Thomas Saunders, a fictional and archetypal mudlark, and his life on the Thames, from digging up coins and scraps on the river's foreshore, to becoming a pilot, navigating trading vessels for the labyrinthine docks and mudflats. Marriott was running against the tide. The Victorian artists who were more fascinated in the river that brought death rather than life. The medieval Winchester geese continued to haunt the river. G.F. Watts painted Found Drowned. John Everett Millais painted Bridge of Sighs, sharing its title with Thomas Hooper. All were artistic reactions to the working girls, brought low by disease, pregnancy or despondency, who were found floating dead in the river downstream from the old Dock Bridge. The Thames, the serpent in the bosom of London.